To the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. There is explanation given in the scripture that sometimes when somebody is bitten by a snake, then in villages you will see that people use a certain type of mantra in order to extract the poison. Even today that is in vogue, and it's a great miracle for the allopathic doctors how somebody can recite some mantra and extract the poison from the body of a dying man bitten by a serpent, because that mantra has an inconceivable potency to remove the poison. Same way, there are also certain types of Navaratnas which are administered by certain astrologers for some people. Even nowadays, even doctors administer certain crystals to be worn in the body in order to cure some deadly disease which is practically incurable, or in order to change one's nature of the body. So what kind of effect this particular crystal or Navaratna has on one's body is not a subject matter of study by any educated person, but people know that it has an effect, and based on the inferential logic of seeing the effect, they prescribe certain type of money, Nila money or some particular money, for a person to be worn in the body, because it has certain kind of inconceivable effect in the body. Similarly, the medicine also, we go to the doctor, we accept the medicine. Many times we don't know what it exactly does. We swallow some capsules when we have a jaundice or a malaria or a viral fever, and the medicine goes into the body and enters the bloodstream, and removes the virus or bacteria and cures the disease. So it is said in the scripture, in the same manner, the holy names of Krishna which we chant every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It has a potency to cure the virus in the mind. The virus in our mind is to break the laws of God and constantly struggle for happiness in this world by making an independent program other than what God has given. And when we struggle for the type of happiness and enjoyment, then we suffer and terribly in this world. And the struggle for this enjoyment cannot be given up by any ordinary method except the spiritual method of taking to the chanting of the holy names. Because it is said this material world is like a game which you cannot stop playing, but you will never win. You have to keep on struggling, and you, life after life, you keep suffering in this world. But one has to be transported from the material world to the spiritual world. Then scriptures say that one should take to this chanting of Hare Krishna, which is apparently inconceivable with our own understanding. But the meaning of this mantra is very simple. As it is said in scripture, O my dear Lord Shri Shri Radha and Krishna, please give me a resignation from the material world, and I am placing a petition at your lotus feet for entrance into the spiritual world to engage in your eternal service. That is the meaning of this Mahamantra. So if you want to resign from the company of material world and join the company of spiritual world, as simple as that. That is what is this Mahamantra. And we may not know what are these words, Hare Krishna. Sometimes in a library book backside you see there are some coding, code language, some vertical lines are there. Although we don't know what it is, the librarian knows what it is. The same way, for someone who is gaining entrance into Krishna consciousness newly, you may wonder, what is this Mahamantra? How does it have effect? The Mahamantra has had effect in the past by transforming the heart of Valyagaula into Valmiki, or Mrigari into a great devotee who was a hunter before. And in the recent times, Srila Prabhupada transformed the hearts of the hippies and made them into happies. So in this way, the holy name has had effect in many different ages, and now the holy name, we will also see holy names of Krishna will have effect in our heart also. By chanting of the holy names of Hare Krishna, devotees have practical experience that the desire for the lower drives, like animalistic, barbaric drives arising in the form of lust and anger and greed, pride, all these things are minimized, and one feels very peaceful. One of the first experiences of a devotee is kleshagni, which means peace of mind one gets as soon as one chants the holy names of Krishna. And subsequently, there are innumerable benefits of chanting Hare Krishna awaiting a devotee, namely liberation from the material world, and developing loving attraction for Krishna, and ultimately attaining Krishna Prem, love of Godhead in the spiritual world. So the chanting of the holy name should be performed with utmost faith, just like you go to a doctor. If doctor is giving you some medicine, you don't talk arrogantly to the doctor, or you don't ignore his prescription, or you don't fail to take the medicine if you really want to cure the disease. If you accept the prescription of the doctor very faithfully and accept the medicine, very soon you will be cured and regain your nice health. In the same way, we all are very healthy spiritual souls from the spiritual world, always supposed to be cheerful, chanting and dancing, non-envious, and always considering everyone else as our master and ourselves as a servant of everyone. That is our healthy state of consciousness. Now we have become afflicted with the disease of lust and pride and greed and all that, anger and all that. So we should take to the chanting of the holy name with utmost faith, like a medicine, or like this money, or like the mantra, which is used for removing the snake poison. So the poisonous qualities of our heart will be removed, and we will regain our vibrant health by the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki.